Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Alexis. How may I help you?
Hi, my name is Joanne Bomber, and I have called this number enough times that I don't plan on calling it again. I keep getting charged $85.90 and $94.90 for skin cream that I did not order. I had to pay for half of it before because it was ordered anyway, and they gave me a number that said, here's your confirmation that we will not charge you again, and I have that confirmation number if that'll help you.
Okay, may I have your zip code to pull up your account?
Say that again, please.
May I have your zip code to pull up your account?
Yes, 21078.
And your first and last name?
Is Bomber, B-A-U-M-M-E-R.
So, yes, ma'am, I see that you called on January the 26th. And you called in about your charges on that account, and the representative you talked with, she told you that your account was already canceled, and she had already refunded you.
Right, but I see it in my bank statement. It came out of my that amount came out of my monthly income, which means I can't buy food or pay my BG&E. So need this taken out of there today.
Ma'am, it's nothing that I could take out because you were already refunded and your account is already canceled and closed out.
And why am I being charged all this money?
You haven't been charged anything to your account ever since you called in.
Well, I'm looking right at it right now. My Merrill Lynch account, and they took out $85.90 and $94.90 again.
Ma'am, they did not take anything out of your account again. You were refunded your money. You should give the refund 3 to 5 business days. I don't know why I haven't reflected it back into your account yet, but no one has took it. Anything else out your account? So we can't even play on your account. I can't click on anything. I can't click on the order, nothing, because it's canceled out.
Okay.
All I can see is the transactions that were made to your card, and nothing was made to your card ever since your account was canceled out.
All right. Well, I see no credits on my account anywhere. I just see another full charge.
Ma'am, you haven't been charged anything, and you were refunded $42.95 on that $85.90 charge, and you were refunded $47.05 on that $94.90 charge.
Okay, well, when I log on to my account tomorrow morning, I don't want to see this on there again. Because when I add up the numbers, that amount is coming out of my account, which I can't afford right now.
Ma'am, you haven't been billing anything else to your account. Maybe the dates, you should check the dates on your bank statement. It's probably old. You're just now getting your bank statement.
I don't know about that. It's my bank statement date is the 27th, and this is the 20th.
Ma'am, you were refunded back on the, I can tell you exactly when you got refunded. January 21st, refunded. On January the 21st. You spoke with Mr. Chuck.
Okay, and I see that, but now I see another one. And if you're telling me that I'm not getting charged for that, then I won't call my lawyer today. If I see it tomorrow, I will. Because I am not kidding. I don't have the money to buy things at that amount of money. I just don't have the money. I'm retired and I'm elderly. So I'll take your word for it today. Okay.
Okay. Yes, ma'am.
All right. Well,
thank you for calling customer support. And you have a great day.
Okay. All right. Bye.